says no. Swallow my suggestions, not ask too many questions. Hide all of my friends whose humor might offend you.
Make that. I know you want to see me cry, but I was tucked in without a lullaby. So the most you'll get is a furrowed brow, lack of eye contact, refusing all requests to make my own dreams real. So now I waste my time just thinking of this perfect street where trees line the road and I'm in the driver's seat.
Trying to get some sleep on the ground floor. I can't. I got people down the hall and down the stairs. We all move in and out and live our lives in stacks and rows and pairs and try to find someone with whom we can share it. I didn't have to be so well informed of their affairs, but if they have to be doing something, at least they're having fun. Sometimes I forget that all of us are just human, 'cause we're all stacked in rows and columns, and if one of them should fall on me, my neighbor's making love upstairs.
I started off that set with Margaret Glasby, Pins and Needles from Emotions in Math, and then went into some Bridget Kearney, What Happened Today, from her album Won't Let You Down. So Margaret Glasby, she is an American singer-songwriter. She was a member of the Fundies with Bridget Kearney and Rachel Price and Brittany Haas. So Margaret Glasby and Bridget Kearney, hearing them side by side, it's no surprise that they used to perform together. Margaret Glasby began a solo career in 2012, and she is signed with ATO Records. So we're not going to go down that rabbit hole this show, but yeah, once again, I'm wondering, what else is ATO Records doing? I know that I love New West and Bloodshot, so it's always nice to think about what other recording studios are out there. And Margaret Glasby has been based in New York City since 2010. She was here last year and played at the Sinclair. And she'll be playing tonight at, you know, I always forget the name of the place. It's the one that is associated with Berklee School of Music, Cafe Boston 939, maybe? I don't know. I should look it up. After that was the Wild Reeds, Be the Change, from New Ways to Die, and then we ended with Lake Street Dive, Neighbor Song, from their album Lake Street Dive. And so if you think I was getting maybe a little political there, I would say yes. So in the song What Happened Today, the lyrics that really resonated with me were along the lines, what's sad about what happened to us is nobody made a fuss. It's an old story. It's happened before me. Not even news anymore. Everybody's heard it before. So we have an election coming up in November, but in Massachusetts, we actually have early voting. So early voting starts next week, which means that we can go out and vote at a time that is convenient for us. That's right. Starting October 22nd, you can vote in person. And some reasons why you might want to do that is you don't know what you're doing on election day. So you can make sure that you get your vote in no matter what happens on election day itself. And then you might want to beat the crowds because voting is a little bit lighter, especially on weekdays. So if you can scoot out of work and go cast your ballot, that would be great. And then you get to vote for your candidate sooner. So if you are so inclined, you might be able to even volunteer on election day because they can always use an extra pair of hands. So that is coming up. Our election day is in November, but we in Massachusetts get to start voting next week. So I think that that's pretty spectacular. Okay, now I'm going to go into some live music coming up or have played recently at Atwoods. Atwoods is one of my favorite clubs to hang out at. They've got such a wide variety of music. They have Sunday afternoon shows. They have Monday night bluegrass. And so what I'm going to start with is the Beths.
I didn't wanna fall. sun's looking exceptionally bright, and I've come out to play. No need for shoes, no need for a phone, I put them away. I have the blues, but I have grown, I'm staying free. A baby just floating here is fine with me. I guess I just woke up on the bright side of the bed. Trees are looking pretty good. You keep an eye, man. And knock on wood. No need for shoes. No need for a phone. I put them away. I have the blues. But I have grown. I'm staying free. Just floating here is fine with me. I guess I just woke up on the bright side of the bed. I just woke up on the right side. I guess I just woke up on the bright side of the bed.
No.
Okay, well, that was my set of musicians who have been or can be heard at Atwood's. Again, one of my favorite places to go hear music. Started with the Betts, Future Me Hates Me, title track from Future Me Hates Me. It's kind of my other thing that I did this set. I just did the title tracks for these four musicians that were or can be heard at Atwood's. So that was the Betts. They were at Atwood's on October 10th. After that, Emily Elpert, Brightside, and she can be heard there on October 30th. Aisha Burns, Argonauta, on October 26th. And then ended with Amy Fairchild, one of our local heroes, She will be playing with Miriam on October 27th. So good music to be heard at Atwood's. It's now 12:30. I have a half an hour left of Something About the Women, but I have seen Marie Michelle and Brian Young in the studio, and I know they have a live guest, live guests, perhaps plural because it's a band, The Only Things, so I know I'm looking forward to that. Something Crash Course for the Ravers is always a great show, and it is really fun, the number of live musicians that come in and out of this station because of what Brian and Marie Michelle put together. So it's always great to hear live music here, and I know that they've been working really hard too as well. So we're going to leave Atwood's for the moment and focus on a festival that is coming up called the Women Music Festival. And one of our DJs here, Gabi, who does One Pot Wonder, and her friend Mira are two people that I know who are working on this festival. It's this coming weekend. And there are a number of musicians who will be there, as happens at festivals, right? So we're going to start with some Katie Curtis and then go on and do a set of who else you can hear at this festival. And then I will give you information about when and where and tickets and all of that. So I hope you are enjoying the music as much as I am. And here's some Katie Curtis. Again, she will be at this festival, Women Music Festival, next weekend.
In the dark of December, in the late afternoon, I can still remember all about you. 'Cause the heart of the memory, it hasn't faded yet. And the way that you loved me, I will never forget. In the snow,
like you. something shifted in our lives. It's not new, love's inevitable decay. Even though you wouldn't think it twice, our humanity burst through the shiny overlay. And the path is so much greener on the other side of reason.
Goodbye, I choose to take it as other side. Some things you must decide. Cause who am I but naysayer like you? We could shoot it all down, but that's just one point of view. The brick that built this house, clay and shale, two common kinds of dirt and stone provide us rooms to fill. I fill them with my love, I fill them with my sorrow, with books and booze and coffee cups. Lay your weary head. Cause who are you but a traveler like me? We could burn the place down, but I'd rather wait and see. Yeah, who are you but a wayfarer like me? We could burn it all.
Half of my heart's on the other side. The other
Consisted of musicians that you can hear coming up on October 20th at City Winery. And the festival is called Local Behavior. It's a music festival. And there are, as I mentioned, and are usually at most music festivals, several musicians. So what you heard in that set, you heard Katie Curtis, Falling Silent in the Dark, off of her album titled Katie Curtis. After that was Ari and Mia, Reason, from their album Out of Stone, which looks like it was a self-produced album, and that is from 2018. Haley Sabella, Forgive the Birds, title track from Forgive the Birds, also self-produced from 2018. So we have some really hardworking musicians out there, such talent, and producing their own work is just amazing. That set ended with Avanti Nagral, The Other Side, a title track from The Other Side, and they can all be heard at City Winery on October, am I getting my dates mixed up? I am. It's actually October 28th. Sorry, I was looking at two different things at the same time. So it's October 28th. The music festival is called Local Behavior Music Festival. And there are a number of musicians, and it is at City Winery. Doors open at 2 p.m. Music starts at 3 p.m. So I have enough time for a couple more songs. Not much, but that's what happens. I get excited about playing so much music, and then I realize how quickly the time goes by. So I'm going to play a song by Cat Power, which is a new song, and I might get in some Mitski before my last song. So let's see how far I get with this. And as I said, Brian Young is in the station, Crash Course for the Ravers. They have musical guests, The Only Things. And so that is always fun, having live guests in the station. So here we go.
You take a take and you will get.
Listen to the rhythm of take time to get what you want. And you tell me it's time, I am on. And you live in this world, and you'll get what you get. And you get what you get, and you will get what you get. But when you tell me there's another time, and when you tell me there's another time,
certainly wasn't what I was planning on doing. Somehow or another, my song by Sarah Porges just got interrupted. Let me see if I can get her back on again.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, or maybe the best thing to happen to a person is a shelter pet. So that was a little bit of new music by Cat Power, You Get from Wanderer, Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles, House on a Hill, Love's Middle Name. I love the title of that disc. And then there was a little bit of technical difficulty, so I'll have to play that next time I'm on air and give her full air coverage. But Sarah Borges does play locally, and she's really lovely to hear. I'm going to end with a Lucy Wainwright Roche song, and then Brian is in the House with Marie Michelle for Crash Course of the Ravers. And here we go.
Treat is not the rarest, but the rawest you will feel.